Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, February 13th. Tesla has started the deforestation process at Gigafactory Berlin as it cleared some of the main red tape related to environmental issues in the building process. The project will sit on a 300-hectare plot of land next to the GVZ Berlin-Ost Freinbrink Industrial Park, which Tesla is trying to buy for 40 million euros. This is encouraging news after the reports of protests, water rights, endangered bats, and clearing World War II bombs from the site. Tesla has won a contract with the Taiwanese military police to provide them with a fleet of 20 electric vehicles. Unfortunately, it's not the military version of the Cybertruck. The Taiwanese opted for the Model 3 Standard Range Plus vehicle, which is expected to save the department about $6,000 in fuel each year. Tesla is today announcing a new stock offering worth over $2 billion, just a few weeks after CEO Elon Musk shut down the idea, saying it didn't make sense. In the fourth quarter conference call, Musk said, quote, "We're actually spending money as quickly as we can spend it sensibly. It doesn't make sense to raise money because we expect to generate cash despite this growth level," close quote. Now, perhaps in light of the recent stock surge, Tesla is now announcing a new stock offering of 2.65 million shares. A Tesla Model X owner says that his electric SUV saved his life after he veered off the road and the car automatically applied the brakes as he was going down a hill. Alongside a photo of the Model X being hoisted up from the side of the road, Justin Bowen tweeted, quote, "My X even saved my life. The tow truck driver said it was a 70-degree slope, surprised that I stopped and didn't flip," close quote. This may be the first time in human history that someone's life was saved by their X. Tesla is issuing a voluntary recall of about 15,000 Model X electric SUVs in order to replace a power steering component that could be an issue. Tesla wrote to Model X owners saying, quote, "Tesla has decided to proactively retrofit a power steering component in some Model X vehicles. This voluntary recall applies to most Model X vehicles built before mid-October of 2016. We are not aware of any injuries or collisions related to power steering component. However, we have observed excessive corrosion on the bolts that attach this component to the steering gear." Although the Model 3 long-range rear-wheel drive version was discontinued in the United States, they will continue Chinese production in Gigafactory Shanghai. As it turns out, they have already produced over 2,000 of these cars this year. Jason Mann discovered this on the official China Ministry of Industry and Information Technology website. This year is a critical year for EVs in Europe, where automakers are struggling to meet CO2 regulations. Here's a brief recap of the expected EVs coming to the Geneva Motor Show. The next generation Fiat 500e, which we expect will feature a reworked dash and a rotary gear selector. Reports indicate a range of 125 miles. Next, the iWays U5. iWays may be the first Chinese-made EV to enter Europe. The U5 is a crossover with a 65 kilowatt-hour pack. Next, the Renault Twingo ZE, a downsized and short-range subcompact with an expected range of 90 miles. Last on the list, the previously unnamed car from Skoda, which is a subsidiary owned by Volkswagen. The new Skoda is called the Enyaq, which will feature the same drive platform as the upcoming VW ID. Cross, which is coming to the USA. At Daimler's annual results conference in Stuttgart, Germany, Daimler CEO Ola Källenius said that achieving the 2020 and 2021 stricter emission targets in Europe will be a challenge. Although the company denies it, there are reports of battery shortages, which are perhaps forcing the automaker to reduce its production targets. The company's financial woes caused it to slash dividends as a way to cut costs and thereby pay for their shift to EVs, according to Automotive News Network. Volvo Trucks has launched a pilot program in California that brings several of their new all-electric VNR Class 8 heavy-duty trucks to the road. Volvo's prototype trucks will be used to haul goods from Long Beach, home to the busiest ports in the U.S., and to distribute in hubs in Southern California's Inland Empire. Trips are about 70 miles in each direction. Volvo has thus far invested $36.7 million into the pilot program. In Electrek's Green Energy Brief, a new study released by engineering, plant biology, and physics researchers at North Carolina State University reports that greenhouses could become net zero in some climates by using semi-transparent organic solar cells made of plastics to harvest energy. The first large-scale U.S. offshore wind farm is delayed again due to federal infighting. The $2.8 billion, 800-megawatt, 84-turbine Vineyard Wind is expected to be sighted around 15 miles off the coast of Martha's Vineyard and 35 miles off mainland Massachusetts. U.S. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and House Energy and Commerce Committee Republican Greg Walden introduced climate change legislative proposals yesterday. The Republican bills encourage planting trees, providing tax credit for carbon capture and sequestration, and want to fund research and development of carbon capture and utilization technology. Unfortunately, the bill has no teeth, since no targets, deadlines, incentives, or even subsidies were proposed. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, the U.S. military will begin testing all-terrain electric scooters. The tests are scheduled to begin soon at the annual Army Expeditionary Warrior Experiments. Among drones, guns, and robots, the list also includes the EZ Raider four-wheeled electric scooter, which is designed to carry up to 440 pounds or 200 kilograms in its most rugged model. And lastly, a new electric bike review has been published on Electrek's YouTube channel. This time, I had the pleasure of riding the Electra Vail Go, a bike store available comfort commuter featuring the Bosch ActiveLine Plus motor. The colorful bike attracts not only looks, but also the comfort-minded, since the forward-placed pedals offer a riding position tailored for maximum leg extension and a low center of gravity. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.